Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's find out about the Falcons' first pick, Chris Lindstrom, offensive guard, number one rated guard in the NFL draft. His head coach of Boston College, Steve Adazio, and he is joining us live this morning with John and Hugh on the Falcons station, 92.9 The Game. Morning to you, Coach.
Morning, guys. How are you?
So, Coach, well, good morning, first of all. Coach, I watched a little bit of film on Chris, you know, about as much as everybody else has. But the first thing that I saw from the film that I saw, he got a little nasty in him. Is that true?
Yeah, Chris is a very, very tough, hard-nosed competitor. I mean, I had the good fortune of coaching Mike and Marquise Pouncey at Florida, and they were different-level players because of they had a real toughness, a real nastiness on the field, and a real want to finish you on the field, you know, great finish blocks. And Chris has that same deal, and that's hard to get. But with your line, but that's really what you're looking for. When you evaluate him, I evaluate him on the four B's, and the last thing I grade is finish, because finish to me equals toughness.
There's no question about that, Coach. And that's the thing that I saw. Could you explain to the people, because I think that people really don't understand what it is. And again, this is from a little bit of film that I watched. It looked like to me that he takes great pride in run blocking. And when you have a guy who you talk about that finishing, how important that is, especially on that offensive side of the ball.
Well, I think it all starts up front. And when you get guys with that kind of mentality, that's contagious. It's in the run game. It's in the throw game. If you watch him on tape on the slide side of slide protection, as he slides his gap, if there's nobody there, he clears the slide side and he goes after somebody and hunts him out and just, you know, jacks him and knocks him right across the formation. I mean, he's playing with an attitude. And the beautiful thing about Chris Lindstrom and the thing that you appreciate the most is he's the most humble, beautiful, wonderful human being. When you meet him off the field, you're like, it's like, you know, Opie Taylor. Mayberry RFD. I mean, he's like the nicest kid in the world. I mean, it's hard to believe. And then on the field, he's an animal. And that's a beautiful thing. So he has that combination of character, toughness, and humility. And he's just an A1A kid. So you got somebody special there and somebody that, you know, it can be a foundational block because it's built off of character, toughness, and humble.
Steve Adazio is a head coach at Boston College. A lot of SEC fans know him from his years at Florida. Coach, your specialty as a head coach is on the offensive line in your days as an assistant coach, and you coached a lot of, you mentioned the Pouncey brothers, a lot of great offensive linemen. So I have a two-part question for you about Chris Lindstrom as he joins the Falcons. Number one is, what is his strong suit, run, pass, you tell me, besides just being nasty, more technically, what his strong suit is, and is he a day one starter in the NFL?
So he can really run in space. I think he's got great, you know, I said earlier the B's, how I evaluate alignment, base bend, balance, and burst. And then the last piece is called finish. But he is, so in space, like when he's pulling as a guard, he's always under control. And then he has the ability, like a lot of linemen struggle in space against linebackers, DBs. He doesn't lose his footing. He's able to, because he's athletic, he can you know, get on that block and accelerate his legs and finish the block. And I think that makes him unique. The other piece of uniqueness that he has, he can play all three positions across the front. He played tackle a whole bunch here in the ACC. I think, you know, he's a natural guard to me, but he also center. I mean, he's a natural center. And so I think you got a guy in the NFL these days when, from what I understand, you know, you travel with so few a number of linemen. You know, when you have guys that are versatile enough that can play all three positions, I mean, that's hard to find all three. So he has that as well. Last thing you asked me was what again? You asked me about
is he a day one starter?
I mean, you know, I would believe that he would have that opportunity. He's talented enough, and he has the mindset. I mean, he's a very, very focused guy. You're not talking about a guy that has a lot of distractions now. Like, being a first-round pick is not going to distract Chris Lindstrom. He's not caught up in anything. He's just going to go down there humble as humble can be, and he's going to say all the right things, and he means them, and I just want to work as hard as I can. I don't want to let my teammates down. That's my focus, and he'll be as humble as can be because that's what he really is, and he won't have what I call all that noise in his head that, you know, human nature can bring. So I think because of that, I think he'll have a great opportunity to do that.
Well, Steve Adazio, head coach of Boston College, I know he's going to be talking to our afternoon show today. You might want to just put a little bug in his ear to remind him that he darn well better, because if he gets the guy behind him killed, the Boston College fans will never forgive him.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they were so excited, the family, last night because of the special connection there with Matt and what an awesome job he has to be a piece of helping to protect one of the all-time great quarterbacks in the NFL. So he's fully aware of that, and Matt is such an idol here to our players, you know? I mean, because Matt is a real BC man, and so is Chris. And they don't just hold themselves to a level just on their football ability, but who they are as men. And he's well aware of what his job is.
Well, congratulations, Coach, on producing a top 14 pick off your offensive line. I know Zach Allen's another guy that's going to be part of your team, and we've seen the growth of BC under your leadership and what you were able to do in the last couple of years and putting yourself into the thick of the chase there again and bringing back those kind of glory days of BC. So congratulations on that, and thanks for taking a few minutes. We do appreciate it, Coach.
My pleasure. All the best to the Falcons.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.